'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning old boys raised
Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Friday edition of the Trump Phenomenon on September 16th, 2016. Woo! What a 24 hours. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. If we can squeeze your phone calls in, we sure want to. It's 512-716-1603 or 512-716-1603. Oh, the 800 number's back up now. Just a second. Let's see if I can remember it. Just a second here. I still have that tattoo. It's 800, folks. Forget those 512 numbers, Austin, Texas. Go with the 800 number. It's 800-313-9443. Just one number. And plenty of lines there for you to call in. Well, so much has happened. Now, let's see who's on board for the show tonight. George, Paul, are both there?
George is here, and happy Friday, James. What an amazing week.
Yes, and no Paul yet. Boy, I had an amazing week. I've got a real gem for Paul when he comes in. And, yes, amazing week, amazing 24 hours, folks. So much has happened, I'm sure. George has caught something that I've missed, or you out in the audience, you've caught something that both of us have missed. We'll try to get it all in. We'll try to update you on the Trump phenomenon for the last 24 hours. Let me just do some highlights here. Donald Trump spoke at his spectacular Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C., built inside of and around the old post office building on Pennsylvania Avenue, just a couple blocks from the White House. And boy, did he give the press a walloping in the Trump International Hotel. And of course, the press is there. Boy, do they want to get into that five-star restaurant and those five-star rooms and the bar. Oh boy, they want to cover Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton hasn't got anything like the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. It hasn't opened yet, folks. It's done. It's finished. But Trump is holding off on the grand opening with his daughter Ivanka, who's in charge of the project. It's a year ahead of schedule and under budget, even though he's increased a whole bunch of things, like he's gone with marble everywhere. I haven't seen it, but everybody says it's spectacular in the pictures. Show it to be spectacular. He's holding off on the grand opening for effect. Maybe he wants to time it so he opens the hotel right about when Julian Assange drops the hammer on Hillary Clinton. That's about the only thing that didn't happen in the last 24 hours is Julian Assange dropping the hammer. Well, Trump spoke today. We're going to hear from Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who's going to introduce Trump. And there's a whole bunch of people on the stage here with Trump. We'll hear that. Trump also spoke in Miami today. And he got the endorsement. Let's go to Drudge Report. The top of the page, les deplorables, the deplorables. And Drudge's headline is Miami Trump Crowd Frenzy. And of course, the reference there is to Victor Hugo's 1862 novel, maybe the greatest novel of the 19th century, Les Misérables. And interestingly, you can translate that just literally as The Miserables, or us folks, The Deplorables. But an interesting alternative title, one of the titles that it has been published under in English, is The Dispossessed. Interesting term used by Wilmot Robertson in his 1972 book, The Dispossessed Majority. And that's what the Trump campaign and the Trump phenomenon is all about. Oh, my gosh. And you got to see the picture of the forehead and eyes of the distraught Hillary Clinton. Drudge has got the countdown here. More good news. The Commission on Presidential Debates has issued its determination today. Guess who's not going to be on the stage with in the cage match between Trump and Clinton? Guess who will not be on the stage? Gary Hu. Oh, that's just enough to make my day. That makes a week for me.
But that's Jamie, just... I can't resist. I think Gary needs to have a debate of his own at the same time. And he can have Lou Rockwell and Rand Paul, and the three of them can duke it out, and they can be on PBS while the other debate's going on.
Right.
And the sarcasm is the libertarians are less than worthless. I hope there's libertarians listening. I'm insulting you.
Okay. But the great news, folks, is that what we've wanted all along, we want a cage match between the great one, Trump, and the scurrying rat, Hillary Clinton. We want those two in a cage match together with no confusion, no distraction.
You mean Jilly Baby Stein isn't going to be there either?
No.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, James. I was looking forward to having a green weenie on the debate. That's terrible news.
And it gets better because the determination includes the second debate. The first debate, of course, the presidential. The second debate is the vice presidential debate that's scheduled. I think it's October 3rd. I'll check it. But it's between the September 26th first presidential and the October 9th second presidential. Tim Kaine versus Mike Pence. Oh, my money's on Mike Pence. Mike Pence, sitting governor of Indiana, is going to make a mincemeat out of the unpopular former governor of Virginia, Tim Kaine. Not liked very much in Virginia. So that's going to be a real bruiser with Mike Pence coming out on top in the second debate. But William Weld, the vice presidential candidate, running next to Gary Hu Johnson, will not be in that vice presidential debate. So that determination was also made today. No Johnson, no Weld. Wunderbar. Now, they'll revisit the issue between the debates if, by some act of total fraud or miracle, Johnson and Weld rise to a 15% average in the five premier newspaper polls and network polls, they will be included. But that ain't going to happen. If you don't get into the first debate, you're over. You're finished. You're toast. So don't worry about it. The second debate will be a cage match, Clinton versus Trump, if Clinton is still well enough to stand. And the third debate, likewise. Okay, more good news. LA Times poll, again, who's ahead? Trump, 6%. That's what he was ahead by 6% yesterday. He was ahead by 5% the day before, 3% the day before that, 1% the day before that, and it was a tie the day before that. Wow. That, folks, is a Robert Hutchins Goddard rocket ship rising straight out of the sands of New Mexico. The Trump campaign is soaring. Let's go to a little of the audio today. Got to cram all of this in. Here he is, Donald Trump, at his Trump International Hotel. We're listening to Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Here he is. I'm just dropping it in kind of just sort of towards the end of his remarks. And we know with all these guys, General Flynn, with Donald Trump, with Mike Pence, you can put your mouse down anywhere in anything they say, and it's great. Here he is.
A couple of things before I bring Donald Trump out here. Well, it's represented behind me, and you know, you've seen all these numbers of flag officers, generals, and admirals. You know, today we sort of rolling out another batch, and their numbers continue to come in. I'm going to tell you that we have 165 flag officers from all walks of life that have stepped up to say we completely support Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States and to be the next commander in chief.
They're all standing behind him, folks, admirals and generals.
Frustration, this is out of determination and resolve to get our country back on track. That's what it's about. Behind me, we also have 17 Medal of Honor recipients who have also stood up and said, we support that. Unbelievable.
Boy, that's a beautiful medal, the Medal of Honor. They're wearing them.
So for our military who continue to serve, who I deeply respect, everything that they do. I know Donald Trump deeply respects everything that they do. That our veterans, we have to take much, much better care of our veterans. We have our families. Our families remain sort of that silent group out there who are struggling. I'm telling you, we've met with many military families for, you know, over the last couple of weeks now, and particularly our Gold Star families, and I think we have a couple of Gold Star family members represented in here today. We want to make sure that they are not forgotten, that they are taken care of, and we do everything we can to just cherish everything that they represent in this country. Okay, so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Oh. I mean, a wall-to-wall Medal of Honor winners, admirals, generals. Ooh, it doesn't get much better than this in the Trump International Hotel.
Thank you very much, everybody. Listen. Nice hotel.
Nice hotel, he says. The audio's a little bit, you know, not so great.
Under budget and ahead of schedule. Now, it is a great honor. This is a brand new ballroom. We always see a small piece of it because we haven't broken down. But this is the hotel's completed. We'll be having our opening ceremony in October. And it's going to be something very special. It's such an honor to have our first event. This is our first event. It's such an honor to have our first event for Medal of Honor winners. And they are the honors. Get so many endorsements from the Medal of Honor winners. It's incredible. And I look forward to spending a lot of time with
them. He's shaking hands, giving hugs to the Medal of Honor winners. Wow. That is some beautiful medal they're wearing around their necks.
Than I do, of course, all the time. But it is such an honor to have this particular ceremony be the first ceremony, because I think when the hotel opens officially, it will be one of the great hotels anywhere in the world. And I want to thank the GSA General Services. They've been spectacular. These are spectacular people. These are tremendously talented people. All of the workers, all of the construction folks, all of the managers, the hotel staff. Amazing, amazing how good our country can do when we want to do it. But we have put in tremendous amounts of work and energy and money. And I really believe, I said this will be the best hotel in Washington. I think it may be one of the great hotels anywhere in the world. That's the way it goes.
Wow, let's pause right there. One of the great hotels anywhere in the world. And just to show you the competence, George, of Donald Trump, he managed to land this contract. Everybody wanted, all the hotel chains, they wanted to do this project of resuscitating the old post office and turning it into a premier hotel. Trump beat them all. And he did it with the Obama administration. That's how good this man is. He even persuaded the GSA under Barack Hussein Obama. And of course, they're going to be good people in the GSA. They were not put there by Obama. They gave the contract to Donald Trump because he could. He had the cash up front. He could guarantee the job. And he's a year ahead of schedule, and he's under budget. He's done everything he said he would do. George, where should we go next in our year?
Well, I'm looking at a picture. I have walked by the fabulous new Trump Hotel. It really is magnificent. The Elephant and Castle English pub is across the street. And all people, everyone over there, you know, they want to sit outside in the sun and watch the workers put the finishing touches on this building. You know, 15 years ago, that thing was an empty, ugly shell, all nasty and covered with bird poop. And it looks really good now. Can't wait until we're having an AFP or an RBN convention there.
Yes. Now, here's another piece of news, folks. I mean, any one of these is enough to give us a whole week of programming and be just utterly ecstatic with any one of these pieces of news. Get this. Here, this is on the Drudge Report headline, which means millions of people are seeing it. That's the important thing. Nation's largest police union endorses Trump. The Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, gave the GOP presidential nominee its endorsement. This is, I'm reading this off TheHill.com, which everybody, George has told me, everybody in Washington reads The Hill. The Fraternal Order of Police gave the GOP presidential nominee its endorsement after he received support from more than two-thirds of the group's national board.
Isaac Hu has mastered gravity-defying moves to amaze his audience.
Great show.
Trump has seriously looked at the issues facing law enforcement today. I'm quoting the board of directors of the Fraternal Order of Police. He understands and supports our priorities, and our members believe he will make America safe again, said Chuck Canterbury, the FOP's national president. He's made a real commitment to America's law enforcement, and we're proud to make a commitment to him and his campaign by endorsing his candidacy today. And then here it is on their letterhead, National Fraternal Order of Police, with that five-point star there, and for immediate release. It's their press release. There's a little more. It's this fine print. I got to get down close to my screen here. For a candidate to receive, this is from their press release. For a candidate to receive the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police, he must receive a two-thirds majority of the national board, which is made up of one trustee from each of the organization's state lodges. Our national board and the more than, are you ready for this? 330,000 members of the Fraternal Order of Police acquainted themselves with Mr. Trump's answers to our survey. He took the time off the campaign trail and met with us to talk about our issues, our priorities. He's made a real commitment to America's law enforcement. We already read that.
Hey, James, even the Compost had to come out and endorse the endorsement. They were about 3 hours behind The Hill.
Yes. And Canterbury, who's their president, said, I look forward to working with the Trump administration on the issues that matter most to law enforcement.
Ooh, not very subtle.
Yeah.
I like that.
Said, the Fraternal Order of Police is the largest law enforcement, I'm reading from their press release, labor organization in the United States with more than 330,000 members. So there you go. There it is. It doesn't get much better than that, folks. Let's see. Let me see. I don't want to be careful. I don't mess up any of the audio we got coming up for you. We got a break coming up. If we can squeeze in calls, we'll do it at 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
We
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. Stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
We're back, folks. We got so much going on here. I've got a real treat coming up for you. These are the Congressional Medal of Honor winners here talking. Listen to this. You're not going to believe this is so good. I don't know their names. So some of you out there may recognize some of these men. But let's go with this one right here. Here we go. I'll just let it roll.
I'm proud to have him on my team. Such a great honor for me. And also fellow recipient Bob Patterson, who likewise has the Medal of Honor, who is also here. We have 17 Medal of Honor recipients, and they've all endorsed me for President of the United States. And I have been endorsed by generals, and many of the generals have become very good friends of mine. We seem to have a very good chemistry together. But even the generals admit there is something very special about Medal of Honor recipients. So, Mike, if I might ask you to just say hello, come up, say a couple of words, and thank you very much for being here.
Here's the first Medal of Honor speaker. I missed his name.
This is all about getting the word out there. I have known Mr. Trump since 1986. And when it wasn't fashionable to support the military in 1986, some great people like Donald Trump and Zach Fisher, and then we bought the USS and Trevor there, and he supported us back in that period of time. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the medal I wear works so proudly around my neck. I do not deserve the medal, never will feel I deserve the medal, but it belongs to every man and woman has ever served our great nation of America. Because, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is not free.
Listen to what he says in a little bit here. He really hammers it.
Right now, today, is the most trying time in my life, which life is very short. I've been around for almost 70 years. But, you know, this election means so much. We do not need any more bureaucratic leadership from Washington, D.C. We need true leadership from the top. Mr. Trump has never failed in anything because he listens to his advisors, he listens to his people. For the last 8 years, our president hasn't listened to anybody. And that's the reason why we lost CIA directors, we lost Secretary of Defense, and many, many general officers that have dropped out or resigned because of his leadership. We cannot stand for 4 more years of leadership like that. We need somebody who's going to lead from the front like Donald Trump.
Nails it. I don't know if you can hear that very well.
You can hear it.
Okay.
So thank you very much for having us here. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless Donald Trump.
I think this one's Bob Patterson. He's got his Medal of Honor around
his neck. This is Bob Patterson, my good friend from 45 years.
Just want to thank you. Can you make the Army Center? I'm here to tell you something right now. I spent 26 years of my life defending this country. And after that, I spent another 17 years taking care of those veterans who I served with and were still serving. Because I worked 17 years with the VA before I finally retired. I've watched our country take a complete turnaround from where it was. We used to be the shining star.
Got a break coming up. We used to beat the Chinese, he says. And he goes on to say, we're getting dimmer and dimmer. Donald Trump standing right by him. This is electrifying. We will be back right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Velvet.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Audio we've got. This is just riveting. Let me find it right where we were. Where is it? We were listening to
Early Blight.
See if I've got it here. Get it right back to where it was. All right, let's see. Here we go. I'm going to have to move back in there. I'll find it here. This we heard from one Medal of Honor recipient. He introduced another, Bob Patterson, and we're going to hear from him again here in just a second. Oh my gosh! This is, you got to, folks. You got to go watch this event in Washington D.C. He has these generals, admirals, and Medal of Honor recipients all coming up to the microphone, and these are leaders. You know, Trump says, he says, "Boy, do I love leaders." These are leaders. And these are great Americans. Here's one. Okay, now here we go. Oh, my gosh. It's a whole lineup. We can only touch upon it. Here's Bob Patterson.
General Zema.
Okay, here he is. Let's get it right back to where he said.
It's all because of all the bureaucrats here in Washington, D.C. And this time we send somebody to Washington that knows how to say, "You're fired."
Lieutenant General Michael Flynn is just beaming. Now listen to this. Here's a major general coming up.
The gentleman I'm going to introduce is the Major General Zapata. He is the CEO and President of the United States Mexican Chamber of Commerce based here in Washington, D.C. He's held service, served on many commissions under Presidents Nixon, Ford, Reagan, and both the Bushes. General Zapata entered the military in 1964. And he has numerous awards and decorations, including Silver Star, 5 Bronze Stars, with V for Valor, and Purple Heart.
This is the U.S.-Mexico Chamber of Commerce, folks. Donald Trump's got everybody lined up, all the good people.
What Bob just did to me, he made me older than anybody up here. Mr. Trump, thank God for you. And here it is.
Wow.
You know, being a Vietnam veteran and serving all the way through the Iraq and Afghanistan war in the Department of Defense as the chairman of the Reserve Forces Policy Board, where half of the military that we deployed to that region 15 years ago, and we're still there, were National Guard and Reservists. And when they came home, they couldn't use the VA because they were not veterans, because they were still part of their reserve and National Guard unit. I know the next president of the United States, Donald Trump, will fix that.
Wow.
I also would like to say, you know, deplorables are also deployables. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor for me to be here in supporting the next president of the United States, who will lead from the front, who has the kind of leadership that we need, is not afraid to make that decision. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm really honored to be with Donald Trump, and I'm all with you.
Oh, I got to pause it there because we just don't have time to go through the whole thing. George, I mean, does it get any better?
Just Jamie, joining you there here, Jamie, that's just fantastic.
Yes, deplorables are also deployables. And the man that was just speaking, folks, I didn't get his name clearly. It sounded like Major General Zapata. Yeah, a silver star, 5 bronze stars, and a Purple Heart, and a V for Valor on his bronze stars. Wow! He served from Vietnam to Iraq and Afghanistan. Wow! And, you know, he's right in the picture here. I froze the video. He's hugging Donald Trump and these generals and admirals behind him. I mean, this is a life-changing event for everybody, for all of us. And you can see it in these offices. These are true leaders. These are great men. And they recognize in Donald Trump, even though he didn't serve in the military, leadership, folks, is leadership. And courage is courage. And these generals and admirals, they recognize this is a leader. And this is a man who can lead us. So, wow, I love that. Deplorables are also deployables. Paul Fromm, welcome to the show.
Yes, I had traffic problems here in Vancouver, but otherwise, yes, I'm back in commission.
Let me give you a Canadian story. I was looking, I picked up a copy of the Winnipeg Sun for the 13th, and my goodness, they had a cover story that Hillary's health is shot. I mean, this is the Winnipeg Sun, folks. This is, 200 miles north of where I'm sitting right now. Big city, 750,000 people in Manitoba. Wow, we're just a little town of 50-some thousand here down in Grand Forks. But we see lots of Manitobans and Canadians that come down here. That's why somebody left a copy of the Winnipeg Sun on the table, and I picked it up, looked at it. A front page, Paul, in Canada, slamming Hillary's health. And then a nice big column from one of their main columnists. I wish I brought it home so I could read it to you from here. But on immigration, and she was talking about, apparently she was saying that everything Trump is talking about, this is right. This is not political incorrectness. Forget about it. These are reasonable. This is sane to ask. And here's what her question. She said, should we be, oh, she's talking about a woman who is running for the leadership of the Conservative Party, who had said, we should interview people to see if they believe in our values. And we should only bring in people who believe in our Canadian values. I forgot the name of the woman she was talking about, but this columnist was saying, that's what we need, which is, of course, Donald Trump. And but anyway, that little Canadian story there, the Winnipeg Sun, going all out in their reporting. Now, let's go back. Let's go to another bright spot here. This is everything is coming up roses, Paul. The Fraternal Order of Police endorsed 330,000 strong endorsed Donald Trump today with a glowing letter just before you came on the air. And the polls, Trump still surging in the polls, leading by 6% in the LA Times poll. And now get this. We talked about how newspapers are not endorsing Donald Trump. Why? Because they're part of the cartel. Just like the Mexican drug cartel, you know, the newspapers are part of their own even worse cartel. And so the LA Times, in their article today, they're reporting that Trump's leading by 6%. But get this, they said, well, our poll isn't that reliable. Can you believe this? I mean, of course, it's, you know, I mean, they're just making this up. They're just making it up because the poll, apparently they've got some professionals in there conducting the poll who can't be bought out or intimidated, and they're reporting the numbers accurately. It's the best poll. It's the only one that's actually tracking. I talked about it a little bit yesterday. We won't have time today, but it's got the best methodology in its polling, and that's why it appears to be so accurate. Let's just take a look at this latest poll. Here it is. General election poll, LA Times USC tracking poll, Trump 47, Clinton 41. Let me give you a couple of other just glowing numbers here, folks. The general election, Fox News, Trump 46, Clinton 45, Trump up by one. Rasmussen reports, general election, Trump, Clinton, Johnson, Stein, four-way, Trump up by two. In a two-way, Trump up by six. Now that shows there, George, that Johnson, Gary Hu, in that one, is hurting Trump. So we do want him, and I reported earlier, Paul, Gary Johnson failed to make it onto the stage. The Commission on Debates has excluded Gary Johnson from the stage. So September 26th, 10 days from now, a cage match between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. It is going to be something nobody's going to want to miss. Some more polls here. They're all turning around. In Iowa, Trump up by 8 points. Colorado, Trump up by 4 points. Ohio, key state, gotta win Ohio. Trump up by 3 points. This is all today. Missouri, four-way race. Trump, Clinton, Johnson, Stein. Trump up by 13 points. North Carolina, tie, key state. Let's see here. Georgia, Trump up by four. Another poll, Georgia, Trump up by six. I'm just reading down the polls, folks. Texas, Trump up by seven. Now get this. Oh, folks, you got to be sitting down. Okay, the state of Arkansas. Hillary Clinton, first lady, using the term loosely, of Arkansas. How are the Arkansans voting in this election? Are you ready for this, folks? This is the Emerson poll in a four-way race. Trump, Clinton, Johnson, Stein. I'll save the drama. Jill Stein, three points. Gary Hu Johnson, 5 points. Hillary, criminal Clinton, 29 points. Donald John Trump, 57.
In Arkansas.
In Arkansas. Trump leading Clinton. Trump, a New Yorker. A New Yorker in Arkansas, which is country. You know, if a New Yorker, you start out with the two strikes against you in Arkansas. Trump ahead by 28 percentage points over Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Maybe they had enough of her when she was first whatever.
Yeah, I mean, this, folks, this is just, and this is all today in the last 24 hours. All of that. So the Electoral College, we calculated it yesterday, Paul. Trump is now leading in Florida and Ohio. The last 10 states that Real Clear Politics has called, where they've changed it from, you know, leading Trump to leaning Clinton, you know, solid Trump, the last 10 changes have all been toward Trump. So the Electoral College right now, when you add in Ohio and Florida, Trump's now leading in the Electoral College as well. So,
this is, folks, a huge turnaround, and I think it'll be even better than this, because there's some reason to think that there are some voters who do not want to commit themselves to pollsters that they're voting for Trump.
Yes.
He's consistently been underestimated all along.
Yeah. And this is, by the way, why the LA Times poll is so good, because what they ask, they don't ask who you're voting for. They ask Hillary Clinton, rate her 0 to 100. And then they say, Trump, rate him 0 to 100. It's a different methodology. It draws out people with a less stark question than, are you voting for Trump? It's not a question like that. And folks, more is coming, right? Julian Assange has not yet dropped the hammer. Oh, what has he got waiting for Hillary? He said a month ago, I've got 1,000 more pages on Hillary.
Ooh. Oh, we almost need a lottery on what day he's going to do that.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be in the next few days. I don't know how, because if you're putting 1,000 pages down, you got to give all of us, you know, like at least 2 weeks to read through it. And absorb and pick out the gems. So So stay tuned for Julian Assange, folks. And let's see, what else should we stay tuned for? Let me. I apologize for going on and on here, but there's so much that's happened in the last 24 hours. And I was talking to a couple of listeners called in today. You know, my phone number, folks, is 701-317-5317. And you could probably just find that by Googling my name, James Kelso. Please feel free to call me. But they called up to make the point that the left is having a complete meltdown right now. And I made the point to them, and this is only with Donald Trump talking about what he proposes to do. Wait to see the meltdown that's going to occur when we're covering it right here on the Trump phenomenon, because this is really going to be a Trump phenomenon when he's not talking about what he could do. He's doing it. Oh, and a couple of the callers said, I think we'll be seeing left-wingers checking into hospitals with nervous breakdowns.
Well, it would be fitting for all the damage they've done to our country and our people. That would be small recompense, in my opinion.
Now, I haven't even covered, folks. Apparently, Drudge has got it. There was a... we haven't even touched on the Trump event in Miami. We might get a couple of seconds of that in our last segment. But the crowd went wild in Miami. Trump was there today as well. Let's point you to tomorrow. Tomorrow, he's going to be in Houston at the Remembrance Luncheon. Oh, my gosh. You thought the generals and the admirals and the Medal of Honor winners are good. Wait till you hear the mothers of children who were killed by illegals.
Good. Seeing that Hillary showcased black thugs and the mothers of black thugs and killers who were killed because of their own stupidity in confronting police and defying police, I think is so cool and so good and so right that Donald Trump is going to be featuring the victims of America's failed immigration policy.
And folks, something you're seeing here we've never seen. like in the event today at his international hotel in the Trump International in Washington, D.C., he had the generals and the admirals and the Medals of Honor winners. He put them at the microphone. And you heard that last major general say, Donald Trump, thank God for you, Donald Trump, and your leadership. And then he hugged Donald Trump. And you could see, you don't see generals and admirals crying much, but you could see tears in these men's eyes. This is the biggest thing to happen to them in their lives, this Trump phenomenon. Tomorrow in Houston, there'll be a lot of tears as you hear these mothers and some fathers talk about their children who were killed by these illegals that Obama and all these other clowns are letting swarm into our country. We've got a break. We'll talk more about the schedule. Maybe possibly get in a call in our last segment. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. So best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? I wish Coke was still cola and a joint. Bad place to be.
Welcome back, folks.
It was back before Nick.
Thank you, Merle Haggard, for taking the mic while I was trying to find some good audio for you from Donald Trump's event today in Miami. And I'll tell you what, the whole thing, end to end, Drudge characterizes it this way, as a frenzy. This crowd in Miami is going wild. Lock her up. Lock her up. USA, USA, lock her up. Trump, 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 Trump. This is a fiery crowd in Miami. these people are really on fire. And I like Drudge's characterization. It's a frenzy. And John Stadtmiller just messaged us here on the Trump phenomenon that we should be promoting this show better online. And so, folks, we're going to do that. We're going to get multiple websites putting this show at the top so that every day people come in, they see what we're going to cover, what we're going to talk about. They're going to see, we're going to YouTube this show. So the way Mike Rivero YouTubes his show, and because this is a great show. And George, Paul, thank you for making it that way. This show, people in the audience have told me we love this show. So we're going to make it go big. It already is big, but we're going to make it go much bigger. So, John, thank you very much for correctly, as an executive, saying, hey, you're under-promoted, guys. Let's promote this show. And speaking of that, folks, there's a way you can help do that. Contribute. James Kelso, that's the address. Post Office Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. Anything you send will be appreciated in any form. Paul and George, thank you so much. We'll see everybody. We'll see you all again
Sunday.
Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. 48 hours of news. It'll be too much, but we'll have 3 hours to handle it. See you then.
Great. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.